Nice marketers finish last. You've heard the saying, nice guys finish last. I'm going to say nice marketers finish last. And mean ones rot in jail. I just finished the audiobook version of a book called Not Nice by Dr. Aziz Gazapura. And it's pretty epic. It's about 18 hours long, the audiobook. And it's full not just of ideas or declarations or stories, but it's full of actual practices to help you manage the part of yourself that maybe just wants to make everybody else happy but is not able to take care of yourself. And I have all sorts of takeaways and reflections and action items from this book. And in fact, I'm about to start the audiobook for a second time. The first time was just kind of going through and soaking it all in, and the second time will be more about taking action. But what I wanted to do kind of as a takeaway or reflection on the book for you today is talk about this nice marketers finish last, mean ones rot in jail, and who you can be if you want to be most successful. So with that, let's dive into today's episode. These are the proven direct response marketing, copywriting, and entrepreneurship success strategies you can use today to write your own ticket and create the life you want. I am Roy Furr, and this is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Now, here's today's breakthrough. Okay, so nice marketers finish last, mean ones rot in jail. Does this mean that you should be, I don't know, unkind, unnice, whatever? There's some really interesting distinctions here. And this is something that I've been coming to over the course of the last few years. Basically, I think of myself as a recovering nice guy. And there's some parts of my life where I still feel like struggles with trying to be too nice and to, where I'm afraid and I feel bad about taking up space in the world or having needs, wants, desires, like of being a human being. Like, I literally feel bad about being a human being in some contexts. And this used to be a lot worse. Today, it's not nearly what it used to be. But I was attracted to this book, Not Nice, by Dr. Aziz Gazapura, because it really is. It's about confidence and confidence in yourself and comfort with yourself. And I do think that there are some reflections for marketers, for salespeople, for entrepreneurs. And so I want to talk about this nice marketers finish last and mean ones rot in jail. First, it really helps to share a certain common language around this. And you may not know this, but the word nice, actually, like when it was originally introduced into the English language, what it was people talking about the aristocracy and how the aristocracy would basically behave in some really stupid ways. And it showed up in things like, oh, they would wear all these stupid fashions just to flash their wealth, and they would like behave in ridiculous ways and whatever. And so there was this commentary of like, oh, they're being nice, as in they're being stupid. Oh, their outfit is nice, as in their outfit is stupid. And the origin of nice was that, hey, you behave in this way to try and get acceptance inside this clique, right? And it was people from the outside of that clique basically making fun of it for all the stupid ways that people were behaving in order to get acceptance inside that clique, right? And over the course of a few hundred years, the usage of nice has actually been shifted. Right? It's shifted to, oh, well, these are nice clothes, right? Or be nice. Well, like, what does that mean? You know, don't be yourself. Don't speak up for yourself. It means like behave in a way that is acceptable to whatever authority that's imposing this behavior on you. You know, like, and essentially what niceness becomes, and the negative aspect of nice that I'm talking about when I'm saying nice marketers finish last. It's, you know, maybe there is that stupidness, right? Maybe there's a little bit, I don't necessarily want to call you stupid, but it can be self-destructive in a weird way, because niceness comes from being self-denying. Like, it's not about being yourself. It's not about speaking up for yourself. It's not about being comfortable in your own thoughts and beliefs and feelings. It's about, like, stifling yourself and being self-denying so that you can make other people happy. And that shows up in this way where you become very passive. And so, for example, you know, a marketer who is just afraid to make an offer, a marketer who can't tell you that, hey, if you want to make your life better, you should buy this because this is designed to solve the problem that you have, and you have this problem and it's making your life worse, and there is a solution to it, and you don't have to stick with that problem. You don't have to have that problem in your life. Like, all of that is so uncomfortable coming out of the mouth of a nice guy or a nice girl, right? Like this passiveness. It's we have this product and it's really good, and maybe if you're interested, you might like it. And I don't know. You don't have to, though. Like, you don't have to be interested in this. It's this passive, like, nobody is attracted to that. Nobody is attracted to excessive niceness. And yet we have this script in our head. We have this story. We have this, like, if I make this other person uncomfortable, like, they're going to reject me. And that's what this nice guy syndrome or nice girl syndrome, like, it's this belief that we're going to be rejected if we make this person uncomfortable. But the reality is, even being afraid to make them uncomfortable can lead to rejection. Even doing nothing or doing the right thing can lead to rejection. You know, somebody could just be having a bad day, or somebody could, you know, for whatever reason, just maybe have their own internal stuff going on. And so they just say no because they have their own head trash going on. They have their own whatever going on. And so we're just incredibly passive because we don't want other people to, like, run us over. And so we're afraid to run other people over. But, like, none of that is effective. Like, none of that actually generates the results that you want in business and in life and in marketing and in whatever. So that's niceness. Also, on the other side of niceness, what nice people are often afraid of is being mean. And there are people out there who are mean. And instead of stupid, this is being cunning, like being maybe smart, but in a way that it's about getting your own way without helping the other person. Somebody who is mean is destructively selfish. Like, they take what they want regardless of the other person's experience. They'll say whatever it takes to close the sale, even if it's a complete and utter fabrication and lie. And it's a negative, like, you know, they will just take and take and take. Also, the opposite of passivity is aggressiveness. And a mean person is often aggressive. They're often, like, they will run you over. they will force you to do something even that you're uncomfortable with and that's not in your best interest, because it's in their own best interest. And they will not care what you think. In fact, they'll take advantage of people who are nice, who are passive, who are pleasers, solely to get their own desires and needs met. And you know, you do this long enough, or you take this to a far enough extreme, and you're doing things that are unethical, illegal, and you will very much end up on the wrong side of the law. You'll end up in jail, in prison, you'll end up with fines, you'll end up with, you know, government action taken against you. And And that's a terrible place to be, too. So nice people end up in a prison of their own mind, of their own, like, unwilling to, being unable and unwilling to speak up. And mean people can end up in literal prison, where they're being contained for the good of society. So nice marketers finish last, mean ones rot in jail. You know, and honestly, some mean people can get ahead for a while. They can be very financially successful for a while because, you know, they are good at taking. They're good at taking, and they're good at taking advantage of the system. They're good at taking advantage of people, and you can get away with that for a long time. But then when you get caught, it really sucks. So if you're not nice, if you're not passive, and if you're not mean, like aggressive, right? What are you? Well, you could call it a good marketer, a good entrepreneur, a good business person, a good human being, a bold human being, a bold marketer, a bold salesperson, a bold entrepreneur. This is somebody who is smart, and they're using it for positive, productive means, not cunning, like taking from people. Okay, so you can be intelligent and be really stupid. Like when I said nice is stupid, you can be intelligent. And a lot of people who are nice people, like putting quotes around that, right? A lot of people who are nice people are like, they're very intelligent, and they're able, like they're often emotionally intelligent too. Like they're able to sense other people's feelings and get a feeling for how other people are going to respond to things. But they still behave in this way that's like, you know, they're just trying to, they're trying to not be rejected. And in a way, they're, all the behavior that comes from trying not to be rejected is behavior that, you know, it doesn't achieve that aim. They're neither loved nor hated. Everybody's just neutral on them. And so they get forgotten. So going back to the good, the bold, like that smartness is used in positive ways. Instead of being self-denying or destructively selfish, they are, I use the terms here, generously self-interested, generously self-interested. So this is somebody who takes care of their own needs. You know, a good example of this is the parent who knows that they need physical activity to be the best parent that they can be, who needs exercise. And so they will take time out of their day and they'll say, hey, I need your help here. I need time so that I can go exercise. And I'm thinking about this because actually I've been too tired this week for my son's birthday party camp out in the backyard. And it's been hard for me to get exercise this week. But being good and being bold is being able to say, like in the context of a parenting relationship, hey, I need to take care of my physical health here. I need to go exercise. And it's in my own best interest to exercise and to go out and do that. But I also know that I'm doing that because when I come back, having taken that time, both like the mental space and the physical space and the exercise and all of that, being able to step away from my responsibilities as a parent for a moment, that even though that is selfish in one way, right? That means that you as the other parent have to take care of things for a while. What you're doing there is making yourself better able to come back and be a better parent. And maybe then you give your partner the opportunity to go off and do their thing, and to be self-interested and take care of their own needs, their own wants, their own desires for a while. And so it's like you speak up, you ask for things, you ask for people to help, you ask for people to do things for you. And you're doing it in a way that is also cognizant, that's also aware of the other person and their own experience. And you're not doing it in a way that takes advantage of them, but you are enlisting their help and their willingness to be helpful. Because you're willing to be helpful. Like people who are good, you know, like I'm willing to help you get your needs met. You're willing to help me get my needs met, right? And so But in order for you to actually help me get my needs met, I need to be able to speak up and be generously self-interested and say, hey, you know, I need this thing. Can you help me with it? And maybe there's an opportunity in the future where there's some reciprocity. And over the course of a long-term relationship, there's going to be some reciprocity. So someone who is good and who is bold is able to ask for what they want, ask for what they need, ask you to take action, like whatever. And they're able to do that in a way that is that's not just extremely like selfish and separating. They're able to do that in a way that is that's connecting. And this is assertiveness. Like this is being assertive. This is being able to speak up. This is being able to ask for things. This is being able to express your opinion. This is being able to say like, this is my experience. This is what I'm feeling. This is what I'm thinking. And being able to put yourself out in the world and to take up space and to like be yourself in the context of relationships and recognize that even like in those moments where you make people uncomfortable, where you create discomfort, where people even like feel the need to like reject or don't like what you're saying or what you're feeling or whatever, like where your feelings, your thoughts, the things that you're saying make other people uncomfortable. Like you're able to be strong enough in yourself. You're able to be centered in yourself. You're able to like accept that reaction to your, to what you're putting out there. And it does not diminish you. It does not diminish the relationship. You don't have to react to it in some like passive aggressive way, or you don't have to shut down and you don't have to like get angry at them and you don't have to do all those things that you would do if you were being nice or you were being mean. You can just be there and put yourself out there, and people may like have a negative reaction, and that's okay. And people may have a positive reaction, and that's okay too, right? But it is about like taking up space in the world. It's about like doing things. It's about doing things that matter. It's about being able to put yourself out there and knowing that they're like in any room of people, like any big enough room of people, you can't make everybody like you, and it may have nothing to do with you at all. And it's about being okay with that fact and like, hey, I'm going to exist in the world and you're going to exist in the world, and I'm okay with you existing, and I'm okay with you having your thoughts and feelings and beliefs and everything else. And I have my own thoughts and beliefs and feelings and everything else, and we're going to coexist in this space together. And I want me to be as much me as possible. I want me to put myself out there as much as possible. And I want you to be as much you as possible. And I want you to put yourself out there as possible, as much as possible. And what we're going to do is we're going to create this reciprocity. We're going to create these relationships. I'm going to do things that I believe are going to create value for you. And you have the option to accept or reject that. But it really doesn't say anything about me as a person. It's about me finding the people who want the value that I have to offer. And it's about like connecting with them and speaking with them and building a relationship with them. And at this point, I hope that you understand that this is, although we're talking about like psychology and relationships and stuff, like this has direct translations to marketing. You know, one of the things that I was thinking about in the context of this is how people end up trying to close the sale. So if somebody is a nice person, if they're a passive person, if they're self-denying, they may actually create something and be like, hey, I made this thing. I think it's cool. You want to see it? And that's their offer. Like that's how they try to close the sale, right? And that's nice, but it doesn't like it's non-offensive, but it doesn't do a good job of actually like making sales or persuading or convincing people to take action. And like this thing that you're offering them could be the best thing in the world. But if you're too nice, if you're passive, if you're self-denying, like you can't convince people to take action. You're going to have far less people who are having their lives changed because of what you created than if you're able to be bold and good. If you're mean, you're going to manipulatively close them. You're going to not care if this thing that you have to offer them is good. It could be complete trash that just falls apart the moment that they start using it. It could be junk. It could be a complete deception. It could be, is snake oil, right? It could be like, oh, here's the snake oil that cures everything, and you should buy it. And if you don't buy it, what you're really saying is that you don't love your children, because you need to be there for your children, and you're about to die if you don't take my snake oil. And and by the way, if you don't take my snake oil, nobody's ever gonna love you, and you're a horrible person. And the only way that you can be a good person is by taking my snake oil. And by the way, if you don't pay me right now, you're not going to even have the opportunity to have this, and you're just going to be a horrible person forever. And I don't know if that was a little triggering for anybody, but that's the kind, like, and I tried to say it in kind of a lighthearted way, right? I'm trying to have fun with it. But that is the kind of like manipulative stuff that I'm just bringing to the surface and making as obvious as possible. But that stuff is underlying, like, and it's used even when the product has no benefit at all. And then if you're a good person, you know, one of my favorite terms, because of its usage in marketing, for this is preeminent. And, you know, those of you who've studied a lot of marketers will know about J. Abraham's strategy of preeminence. So J. Abraham's strategy of preeminence is about, like, I'm going to make myself the top authority, the top expert on this subject. I'm going to make myself the number one person at this. I'm going to be the expert who is able to provide the most value on this, even if we're just talking about it. And the other thing is, I'm only going to offer this to you if this is like the absolute best thing in your absolute best interest. And I'm not going to try to make you do something that's not in your absolute best interest. And my entire goal here is not necessarily to sell you something. It's to present you with the decision-making, you know, the tools for making your decision in such a way that you're going to have, like, exactly what you need. You're going to have what you need to make the best possible decision on your own behalf. And I believe that what I have to offer you is that best possible decision if you meet the set of criteria that lines up with that decision-making, you know, those decision-making criteria, right? But it's not about forcing somebody into something. It's not about being aggressive. It's not about being an aggressive closer. And it's definitely not about being passive, because when you have taken that role, when you have chosen to step up and fill that role of being the number one expert authority in your field or on your topic, it's a space that you're choosing to occupy, and you are honoring your own expertise on the topic, and you're willing to speak about the topic in that way. And this assertiveness is that comes from this, it's so powerful. And so someone who is a good or a bold marketer, they will do everything that they can to create the best possible offer, the best possible outcome for their clients and customers. They're going to do everything that they can to create a product or service that is like completely in that prospect's self-interest to take, that it's the ideal solution to the problem. It solves the problem in a way that everything before it hasn't. And then they're going to speak about that with confidence, like an unshakable confidence. Hey, if you have this problem and here are the symptoms that you're experiencing, I have what I believe is the single best solution for you. And they're going to be direct. And so if you have that problem and you look at what I'm telling you here and you do your own homework, you do your own research and you make your own decision, you look at this, I'm going to say, here's how you should make the decision. But I want you to go through that process, and I want you to make the decision. And my belief is, you know, no matter what solution you compare us to, that this is going to be the ideal solution for you. Well, when you make that decision, what I want you to do is I want you to take action. I want you to pull out your credit card. I want you to, you know, sign up for our product or service or whatever it is. Like, I want you to place your order. And so someone who is good will tell you directly that, hey, I have something that is of immense value to you, and I want you to take action on it. And they will confidently use closing tools from this perspective of preeminence, from this perspective of, hey, I'm not trying to deceive you. I'm not trying to lead you astray. I'm not trying to, like, I found what I believe to be the best of this thing. And if you want that thing, if you want what that thing promises, then you know, look everywhere. And I think that you're going to come back to this because here's all the reasons that this is the best. Here's all the reasons this is superior. And so it's not aggressive. You're not trying to force someone into it. You're not trying to make somebody do something that they're like not they wouldn't benefit from. But you are willing to like stand up and be bold and say, hey, this is what's best for you. This is what's best for you. And so you should do it. And, you know, people who are good, marketers who are good and bold, salespeople who are good and bold, guys who are good, girls who are good, gals who are good, like, you know, men and women who are good and bold and able to put themselves out there and able to offer value to others and ask for value from others, people who are able to do that, they are able to create awesome things in the world, including businesses, including marketing results. And when you ground yourself in that positioning with everything that you do, like you become attractive. You know, people who are over passive, over nice are repulsive. They're not attractive. People who are over mean, who are over aggressive, they're repulsive, not attractive. But people who are over good, over bold, over assertive, they're leaders and they can take one customer along for the journey, just like they can take an entire market along for the journey. And it is always from this context that I try to behave and I try to teach marketing. I'm not perfect. It's from this context that I'd like to say that I live my life. Again, I'm not perfect, but more and more I am learning how to pay attention to my needs, wants, and desires and to find ways to align those with the people in my life who are happy to help me fulfill them and to ask for it when I need it, to ask for help, to ask for, you know, whatever I need. And that's like, that's like the fundamental positioning for you as a human being, for me as a human being, to get what we want in life is to figure out how we can be good and how we can be bold. And when we do that, we succeed. Now, if you are learning copywriting and marketing and entrepreneurship, I have put everything that I can into BTMS Insiders. It's my training library of copywriting and marketing and entrepreneurship training. And part of the way that I structured that offer was something that wasn't aggressive and wasn't passive. And I think of it like the Netflix for copywriting and marketing and business training. And so I put all of my great training in there, over 100 hours. And I make it available for instant streaming access to everything for one low monthly price. And so check out the links in the description with this episode. I have a link to BTMS Insiders. I'm also including a link to that book, Not Nice. You know, the audiobook version is great. It's read by the author. I actually just bought the Kindle version so that I have reference for all the exercises in it as I go through it a second time. Like it's... Yeah, so check out the links in the description to BTMS Insiders and to that Not Nice book. My name is Roy Furr. This has been your daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. We went kind of deep on this one, but it's a topic that really resonates with me, and I hope that it resonates with you as well. Leave a comment or a review with this episode. Let me know on a scale of 1 to 10 how valuable you're finding it and why. What are your action items? What are your takeaways? How do you want to be and show up in the world? As a result of listening to this, like, do you want to be a bold and good person, bold and good human being? I hope so. And I hope that you can use this and, you know, maybe as a starting point for cultivating more assertiveness and noticing those times when you want to be passive and when you want to be aggressive, because we all have all of this in us. So leave a comment. Let me know, you know, what are your takeaways? Also, tap that like button before you go so you get more content like this delivered to you and so the magical algorithms of the internet know to share it with more people like you who will find it valuable. You can certainly share it with folks directly and subscribe before you go. If you subscribe here, you'll get episode notifications here. Also, subscribe at breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com where I send out daily emails, including episode notifications and more exclusive content for email subscribers. Again, I'm Roy Furr. This is your daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. I always aim for 10 out of 10 value. Hope that I've delivered it here, and I look forward to catching you again in the next episode. See you soon. Bye. Thank you once again for tuning in to this daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Remember, check out the links with this episode for even more value. Now make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe, and engage in every way you can to keep this show going and growing and delivering daily value to you. I'll catch you soon for your next big breakthrough.